إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned for us and delineated for us and differentiated for us between that which is certain and that which is not certain. And this differentiation is important because all planning depends on this. We plan for things that we are certain about, and we don't waste time planning for things which we are not certain about. If we look at the future and we say that, for example, when your children are studying, so you focus on a particular career and you plan, and then you say that right now the exam is coming, that exam is certain, so study for the exam. And we don't plan for something which we are not certain about. Will it happen, will it not happen, we don't know. We also plan for things which are in our control, which we have to do for ourselves. We don't plan for things which someone else has taken responsibility for. So if a child is studying and if he says, I am worried, will I get my lunch on time? Then he will say, you are a fool, because you are staying at home. To get your lunch on time is not your problem. It is your parents' responsibility. Your job is to study for the exam. Your parent cannot help you there, will not help you there. That exam you have to face on your own. So study for the exam. Somewhere when we grow up, we forget these lessons. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of these lessons. And because we forget these lessons, our life is running in an upside down manner. We are concerned about things about which there is no certainty, and we are not concerned about things about which there is complete certainty. For example, one of the major things in the West, and as I always say today, the West is not a direction, the West is everywhere. The West is a way of thinking, it's not a direction. So today, one of the major foci of the West is what is called retirement planning, retirement saving. So you are told that you should save for your retirement. What will happen when you, after you are 65 years old, or after you are 60 years old, or whenever you retire, and that last part of your life. So after 60, I'm using Western language, they say if you plan to live to be 80, from an Islamic angle, that sounds like a joke. You can plan to actually. You can't even plan to live for 20 seconds. How will you plan to live? But anyway, if you plan to live to be 80, you have to worry about that 20 years. So they tell you to plan for your retirement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, plan for your death. Why? Not because we are morbid, but because death is certain, retirement is uncertain. Will I retire? I have no idea. I have no idea. How long will that retirement be? I have no clue. But will I die? Is there any doubt whatsoever in anybody's mind? Will I die? Is that a matter of no? Then how is it that we don't plan for something which is certain, but we plan for something about which there is any amount of doubt? Second point is, as I said, you plan for things where the matter is in your hands. Nobody plans for something where the matter is in the hands of somebody else. So with respect to our sustenance, with respect to our rizq in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us many, many times. For example, in one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them that it is my Rabb who increases provision or restricts it. But most people do not know. And this similar mazmoon has come in the Quran in many places, in Surah Al-Zariyat, in other places. Allah said, La nas'aluka rizqa, nahnu narzuquk. Allah said, we don't ask you for rizq, we give you rizq. And so on, many places. So sustenance is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to feed you, to sustain you is my job, and I am more than capable of doing that job. You don't have to worry about that. But with regard to Jannah or Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it in our hands. قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah said, say to them that Al-Haqq, the truth, is your Rabb. Al-Haqqu min Rabbikum, your Rabb. You want to believe, you believe. You don't want to believe, you don't believe. So, that has been left in our hand. Do you want Jannah? If you want Jannah, what kind of Jannah do you want? What do you want in this Jannah? What kind of levels do you want in Darajat in the Jannah? We left to ourselves. Make your Jannah as you want. As far as the dunya is concerned, amount, quantity, volume, all fixed. What are the choices that we are told to make? Choices that lead to Jannah. When we say that we are only given the choice of haram or halal, what is that? Where is that leading? Jannah. Jannah. The haram or halal will not increase or decrease the amount of food that we eat here in this dunya, or amount of risk, or amount of wealth. No. It only determines whether you go to Jannah or Jahannam. That's it. So what is our focus? Where is our focus? Somebody asked me, do you believe in retirement planning? I said, absolutely, I have to believe in retirement planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to believe in retirement planning. So how can I not believe in retirement planning? Allah told us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us specifically that we should believe in retirement planning. Allah said, plan for your retirement. أَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرَضًا حَسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, plan for your retirement. Invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرًا وَعَظَمَ أَجْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever you invest with Allah, not only will you find it, you will find it in a much better form. Meaning that you will find it increased. You will get a return on it. So what kind of investment is that? What kind of saving is that? It's not a dead saving. It's not money under your, in a pot under your bed. It is not money sitting in a bank which is losing value. It is an investment which is giving you a return. It's an earning asset. It's an earning asset. There's a wonderful book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Read it. The guy talks about the mental concept and the psychology of people who are rich and the people who are poor. He says, being rich and poor is a state of mind, it's not a state of pocket. Because of how and where people invest. So I won't go into all that now, but I'm just saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, invest, plan for your retirement, and invest in a place which will give you returns. And a place where your investment is safe. There is no recession in the economy of Allah. There are no downturns, the banks don't collapse. There's only an increase. And that's why I want to remind myself and you, let us focus on our lives and say, what is it that we are giving importance to? Are we giving importance to things which are absolutely certain, which will happen? or are we giving importance to things which are really figments of the imagination? Allah only knows, will it happen, will it not happen? We have no clue. I think we must take ibrat from things. Just now our good friend, Nawab Chicha passed away. Did he know he was going to die? Did you and I know that he was going to die? And because he died, from the time he died, all our friends, whoever I've been talking to, people today are saying, no, he has got three daughters, and inshallah, we will help them, we will help them for their marriages, we will do this, we will do that. When he was alive, nobody was saying all this. So I'm thinking to myself that as far as his family is concerned, inshallah, they won't have to worry and they don't have to ask anybody. Inshallah, this will all, whatever they need, inshallah, will get done. And all of us who knew him and so on, inshallah, biznillahi ta'ala, this will get taken care of. But while he was alive, we were not concerned, he's there, he will do something, it's his family, it's not my family. If he had asked us, we would have helped him. But unless he asked us, we wouldn't have helped him. Today he is not there to ask, but we are thinking about it. What does it? I mean, we have to take ibrat from these things. So while we are in this world living, we think that, oh, if I die, what will happen? With due respect, if you die, your family is generally better off. Seriously, I'm saying. Generally speaking, your family is actually better off. So that's what will happen. So we don't do our work. We do not do the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the excuse we give is, no, unless I do this, how will my family survive? And we forget that the creator of the family said the family will survive. That's his job. He will do it. He sent us for something else. And that something else shaitan takes us away from. He says, don't worry about all that. That's okay. Worry about this. Don't worry about death, which is certain. Worry about things which are not certain. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to think and reflect on that which is certain and to enable us to prepare for it in a way which will lead inshallah to His pleasure Jalla Jalaluhu and to our success and to save us from all forms of temptation, all forms of misguidance, all forms of deception which take us away and take our focus away from things that we should be focusing on. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.